that starship. No, you just can't trust a Klingon. Hey, everybody knows that. The Federation High Ambassador and his delegation went with the Enterprise and crew who had the responsibility of braving all the war power their old enemy could bring on. They pulled her into orbit above the Klingon guns. Captain Kirk was worried about the danger from below. Spock was not worried, but he was concerned. Scotty was just certain something bad was gonna blow. McCoy was afraid, but he never let anyone know. When the Enterprise went down, it's all arranged now, will you be my diplomatic party down? Very well, said Captain Kirk, who could not shirk his duty. The diplomats were transported, although the starship remained. And soon a call came to the captain from the Klingons on the ground. Your ambassadors are a prisoner now. We start shooting in 10,000 Klingon phaser banks. We're fired into the sky. The shields were overloaded by the force of the attack. Scotty, get us out of here. But the power drain took all she had. And soon the shields began to go and the engines had to follow. Explosions rocked the Enterprise. The hull was pierced and cracked. As dilithium crystal banks fried, they knew it was really bad. She was battered out of orbit towards the Klingon world below. She just gonna take her cotton, Scotty wailed. There's nothing I can do. Uhura stuck right to her post, faithful to the last. Mr. Sulu held the helm with Ensign Chekov at his side. Nurse Chapel held the doctor's hand. Riddler shrieked and flashed. And all that crew of that great starship were getting ready to crash. When the Enterprise went down, down, down. In impeccable Vulcan calm, Mr. Spock was heard to say, Captain, we're on a collision course with a planet impact in 7.62625 minutes, which is disastrous for us, but worse for the Klingons, for you see, interestingly enough, in their endeavors to destroy us, they have themselves nullified the fail-safe factor of our matter-antimatter reactor. And Captain James T. Kirk gasped in overdramatic horror and replied, my God, that means the entire planet Klingos, core of the Klingon Empire, will be consumed in an antimatter chain reaction if we crash. And Dr. Leonard Bones McCoy waved his hands and gave a cry. We've got to do something, Jim. We can't be responsible for the death of an entire planet, even if they are no good Klingons. Now the Klingons are a ruthless race, treacherous and cruel, and they never meant to keep the peace. They really wanted allied war, and they shot our envoy from the sky in an insult of defiance. But among the wise there was a cry, you fools, what have you done when that antimatter splatters to our planet? This world becomes a sun. If it is any consolation, Captain Spock said, ours is the victory. Although we are doomed, we'll take the Klingons with us when we go. But Kirk just shook his head, said, no, that cannot be. We'll have to self-destruct to save the planet of our enemy. When the Enterprise went down, 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 heading for the ground, down and down, that great starship was floundering. She kissed the atmosphere, her skin began to sear. Shields were gone, no engines on, the end was very near. she was a crippled, doomed, and helpless stone. While all aboard and down below foresaw annihilation. And Scotty threw the final switch, the Klingon sky went white, and half that world beneath the Nova Blast was turned to ash and bone. But on the other side of Klingos, they revealed a peaceful nation, in honor to the sacrifice of the Starship Enterprise. Whoa, 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 where did all our heroes go? Oh no, have we lost our TV show? Oh no, can this really be so? Understand, said Kirk, why aren't we destroyed? Mr. Spock, do you have a theory as to where we are? For look, all space is white with black stars, and we are none the worse. Fascinating, said the Vulcan, when the destruct was deployed, we converted into antimatter rather than be blown apart. Thus we have been thrust into the anti-universe. I recommend we take this time to get this ship back on the line. Captain Kirk was happy to have saved the ship and crew.